Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
That dumps up to 25 inches in some parts of the boroughs, including Manhattan. Central Park was slammed. The big deal now, though, this has been days, is can you get in and out of the city? All the airports are open. The runways are going, but there still is a little bit of a backup trying to get people on flights when they were stranded. Plus, some other really wicked things have happened in the wake of all of that snow. We're going to talk about it. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show, if you just locked and loaded on to the station where you might be listening to us, wherever in this great country or outside of our border. So left, right, somewhere in between. I don't care what your stripes are. Have an opinion. Have an opinion, because there's a lot of things that are happening across the world that are affecting us and right here in our own backyards. So let me give out the digits at the top, 800-259-5791. I'll say it again, because if you're like me, you probably have the dyslexic thing with numbers, so you wouldn't believe how I transpose numbers. It's miraculous that I have memorized four phone numbers, 800-259-5791. And it's not just about New York. There are other cities that are grappling with the leftover snow and trying to get people back to their destinations and back into various cities like Boston or Philadelphia, you know, even Portland, Maine. They had a few problems. But New York City being our biggest city, and with so many people coming in and out of there, especially during the holidays, it just turned out to be such a huge disaster. Also, speaking of disasters, if you've traveled at all, and you know I have, I've told you about going to Mississippi, going to New York, going to Orlando, Florida. Now, coming up at the end of January, we're taking the show to Washington, D.C. to talk about health care reform and where we stand with the law that's slowly being implemented, and what about the repeal, and what are the things we can take away from it that would work, and what are the things that absolutely won't work. So we're excited about that. That's for a couple of days at the end of the month. So we'll be traveling to D.C., and we'll see what that's like going into a Reagan airport. That can be as much of a nightmare as JFK or LaGuardia. That means the TSA. I've had no problems with the TSA. Haven't been asked about x-rays, haven't had any kind of enhanced pat-downs. In fact, have just been kind of pushed through with a suitcase, with equipment, whatever. I had absolutely zero problems. But there's a woman who was pretty upset with the way she was treated at one of our airports. And now, because she was pretty vocal about it, she's been banned from flying. And that's not the only problem going and related to the TSA. And in the air, there was another person who was on a plane who punched a teenager that wouldn't switch off their iPhone. Tempers are flaring, whether it's on the ground or it's in the air or it has to do with security. So that's where we're going to start on the show. But coming up, we're also going to introduce you this hour of America Tonight to a woman who survived cancer not once. She did it twice. Talk about optimistic. So in looking forward to 2011, we know we can be very cynical as we're talking about the belly of the beast, the nation's capital, and what's happening there with the lawmakers. Or if we're talking about what's going on in the Middle East and Afghanistan and following through with the aftermath of Iraq, a series of things, immigration, whatever, pick the issue. I thought we would, in a way, sort of lighten the load and get a different perspective from somebody who's been through hell and back. So we're going to do that coming up in another 10 minutes. Also, Thursday, since we're doing this housekeeping thing, Thursday, don't forget, we're still going to have a show, because technically that will be the new year that we'll be going into. We'll talk about New Year's resolutions, what they should be for some people, the naughty and the nice. And also, we've got another Nail the Score. So the final weekend in the NFL, your chance to nail the score just like Chris in Connecticut did. You'll not only win some prizes, but you'll have serious bragging rights. And so far, she's the only one to do it in a very, very, very long, long time. So having said all of that, let's just jump right into the swamp. And it is like a swamp of snow. What has happened afterwards? Now, there's all kinds of accusations about the unions dogging it, that the unions were pretty slow to respond, or workers were, because, you know, this is negotiating. This is part of the deal as far as the cleanup process has been. Now, whether you buy that or not, the chairman of the municipal committee, the local 831 there, which represents sanitation, of course, they're the people that are dealing with the snow, say that's just crap, that there's no truth, that the people were slower during this blizzard than ever before. I mean, how do you prove that? What, do you stand out there with stopwatches? I mean, you would have had to time everything from before, wrap that into what's happening now. I think part of the problem is the fact that they've got so many abandoned cars and cabs and whatnot. They're still dealing with that. They're still hauling away a bunch of cars, a bunch of cabs, right even near Times Square. So you've got people that are working 14-hour shifts. I did some checking on this, and that's completely accurate. They're working 14-hour shifts, they're exhausted, whatever, they're going up and down the neighborhoods. Now, it's not to say that some people aren't getting better cleanup, because I also heard if you had a couple of bucks and you paid someone, well, of course, we've already said this. You get your shovel, you get your snowblower, you're out there, you're an entrepreneur, you're making some money, because you're clearing the stoops, you're clearing the streets. Those aren't the union people. Those aren't the sanitation people. Those are just the average Joe around the corner from you who, hey, wants to make some money. And he's got the equipment, and that's what he's doing. So that is completely separate from what's happening with the cleanup. Now, the New York subway lines, I would be a little worried about that. Commuters are upset, and they should be, because, you know, listen, why aren't the subways running smoothly? And even Bloomberg had egg on his face in this one. For as defensive as he has been, he had to reel it back in and say, yeah, I guess we kind of fell short in this area. I mean, transit was a mess. So you got the streets that are a mess. It's slow to clean up because of the abandoned cars. And now you have no way to get anywhere because the subway is a mess. So people trying to take A trains and through the city, trying to go from Queens into Manhattan, you know, pick a borough, any borough, trying to come from New Jersey, whatever, they're having problems. So he finally had to say in one of his 10,000 press conferences that he likes to hold, you know, we regrettably were upset, we're extremely dissatisfied with our emergency response. But he wouldn't point any fingers. He didn't look to the unions. He didn't look at the workers. He didn't do any of that stuff. He just said we didn't do as good of a job that we wanted to do, or the city has the right to expect. So at least he admitted it after grabbing hard headlines, after trying to come up with every excuse that he could in the book. You know, no snow plows, no clearing off the subway stations. And, of course, you're not going to have people that are going to be able to get from point A to point B. The B and Q subway lines were suspended. There's parts of Brooklyn where you might as well be on an island somewhere. You just have a funny accent or a different accent. All right, stay with us. You're going to meet an amazing woman next.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come on, this is done. One more time. Where is she? Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come here, mama. And let me play you the scene.
All right, people are starting to, I think, feel the buzz of a new year coming on. I mean, let's hope anyway, right? 2011, if 2010 wasn't so good, why not gear up, come up with some resolutions, come up with some positive things to think about and moving forward and make it a better year? You don't have to sit there in the doldrums and complain about whatever you're current state is, right? So I thought it would be fun to have on the show somebody who knows about pulling yourself up from the bootstraps. And when I say that, I mean in the sense that you have to think about what it's like to get that diagnosis of cancer. It has to be shocking. I've had, in fact, I just lost a friend to cancer and was stunned. I didn't even realize, because she hid it from everybody, how awful it was. But, and we see how this disease ravages people. Well, Doreen Leckler has written a book called The Spirit to Heal, and she has survived cancer twice. Doreen, thanks for coming on with us in the wee hours here on America Tonight. We appreciate your time.
Oh, you bet. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
All right. First of all, tell me, because people will want to know this, I think. As I just said, I had somebody that had a great influence on my life.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of lost touch with each other. And then the next thing I know, she had a diagnosis of breast cancer, but didn't really want to tell people. She kind of wanted to disappear with it. And sadly, she lost her battle. What happened? First of all, tell me what that day was like for you and leading up to that, how everything was just the normal. You were just doing the normal thing, living your everyday life, and then you get the diagnosis. What was the day like?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it was really pretty interesting. Leading up to it, I was 45, and I had a son who was going to be starting kindergarten. He was 5 years old, starting kindergarten in 3 weeks. It was the summer of 96, and I'd always been healthy, athletic, thin, took care of myself, never had been sick. The only time I was in the hospital was when I was 40 years old and delivering him. And, you know, cancer was not something in my family. We have other issues in our family, like diabetes and heart disease, but cancer just was never on the radar screen for me. And, in fact, you know, I kind of thought cancer was, you know, something that happened to older people.
Right.
Or people who didn't take care of themselves. But,
sure.
So, you know, when I went in for my, it was just a regular mammogram that I had been having for the last couple of years. And so I didn't really expect anything. And in fact, they did a biopsy. And even then, as I waited through the weekend, I really had no concern. I thought, oh, I'm sure it's nothing, because it just really wasn't on my radar screen. And I was actually heading to the airport. I was in the airport heading to Chicago to do work with a client. And my cell phone rang, and right as I was boarding the plane to be a keynote speaker, I was told that I had breast cancer. And I was going to spend the next day with about 20 executives to teach them effective thinking skills.
Oh.
I thought, how in the world am I going to do that? But it was just surreal. That was the first time. I felt really fortunate the first time, because I was diagnosed with a very early stage 1 breast cancer.
Sure.
Thought we had it taken care of, was kind of a blip on the screen. And then last year, two and a half years later, I was told that what had been an early stage 1 cancer was now stage 4, incurable, had metastasized, was growing on my spine. And that was really surreal.
Right.
So, yeah.
So what happened? Okay, so now we get the first time, you get you have to go and you have to speak, and it's just shocking, and you deal with it. Now the second time happens. Tell me what do you do, and you've got a young child. What are you doing? What do you do to heal yourself?
Right. Well, you know, I have to be honest that my first response was that this was so odd that, you know, sometimes when we don't know how to explain things, we can sometimes flippantly attribute things to sort of the will of God, you know, and we don't know how to explain the phenomena around us. And so my first thought was, well, maybe this is meant to be, you know. I mean, maybe this is my time to go. And so, you know, whether it was or it wasn't, I wanted to prepare myself, you know, but it's really a very, very different mindset and a really different set of activities you undertake if you're going to prepare to die or if you're going to prepare to fight. And, you know, I wanted to be prepared. If I was going to die, I wanted to make sure I had, you know, left videos and messages for my son as he'd be growing up. And I wanted to take every opportunity to let people know how much they impacted my life, how much I loved them. You know, and I was kind of going down that mindset for a while. And then it occurred to me, you know, I guess I got permission. I got permission to fight. And I started to say, you know, cancer is not from the will of God. This is not something that I'm going to choose. I'm going to choose life. And I began to goal set and move in that direction and undertook some strategies that are really goal setting strategies that anyone could undertake, you know, and particularly as you're talking about New Year's resolutions.
Oh yeah, and looking at New Year's resolutions, I mean, that's what you're doing. You're in the book, as I mentioned, in your book, The Spirit to Heal. That's one of the things you're talking about, being healthier and happier. So you know, there's people out there that are saying, yeah, whatever. What's one step that you could offer that somebody could do to be just happier and healthier in 2011?
Well, I'll tell you, I know this may sound a little overrated, but honestly, belief and attitude is the key. I mean, it really is the key. One of the things that I needed to learn was to let go of the things that just bothered me too much, little things that would bother me. And I really had to focus on what it was that I desired, which was life and happiness and laughter. You know, I tend to sometimes be a serious person, and I wanted to get rid of the things that were weighing me down, that were toxic in my thinking, that were toxic in, even though I was a fairly healthy person in terms of what I was eating, you know, I knew that there were things that I could do, that I could get rid of that were not going to be helping me out in terms of my goal of creating a healthy body. But for me, it was the mind. I would have to say the mind, and really creating an attitude of getting up every day and thinking about the things that I wanted to accomplish, that I was grateful for, and focusing on those things.
And so, in doing that, I would imagine, too, putting the book together had to be a great journey for you, and probably had to be an uplifting experience, was it?
It was, but, you know, I'll tell you, the book grew out of having a number of individuals over the year. You know, one of the things that I did, and this is true of anybody who is trying to create really meaningful change in any area of their life, it's really important to guard your thinking and to guard your mouth, your speaking, because a lot of times we subconsciously sabotage the very things that we want in life by the way that we talk, and we oftentimes will give more attention and more conversation to the problems that are in our life than the goals that we want to accomplish or the things that we want to see happen in our life.
Yeah.
And so when I was diagnosed the second time, I thought, you know, I'm not going to keep talking about this. Now, I know friends and family wanted to know what was going on, but I wanted to focus on healing. And that's hard to do when you're constantly telling your story over and over to people who want to know what the doctors are saying and what's happening. So I decided I was going to write a blog, and I was going to inform people that way. And if they were interested, they could know what was going on, but I didn't want to keep repeating it over and over again. I wanted to focus on healing and health and wellness. So I put it out there, and interestingly, what happened was people began sharing it with some of their friends and family that were diagnosed.
Wow. Great stuff. Pick up the book, The Spirit to Heal. If Doreen can do it, think of what she's been through. Certainly all of us with our little problems can do it. Doreen, what an inspiration. You have a great new year, and thanks for coming on the show.
Great. Thanks so much.
All right. You have a good one. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends.
Extend your life.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendabite.
Extendabite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendabite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene campaign to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This hour, we got a candidate for the dungeon. Think about it. Sports, famous, duh. You knew he did it. Okay, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, don't worry. We're going to tell you coming up in the next 15 minutes. But before we get to that, part of odds and ends, filling in the blanks, really. New York City is still digging out. It's all about the entrepreneurs with the shovels because they can get you faster than the city can respond. And the planes are moving, so people flying in to do the Times Square thing, you know, the ball dropping, might have a good shot at getting there and actually watching that. Anybody ever done that? I did it one time. I don't get it. I understand it's that whole thing about you're out there, you're in New York, whatever. But there's just something with freezing that I don't understand. And to get there, you have to be there hours to get a decent, you know, position. You have to be there hours ahead of time. So it's not like you show up and an hour or two before the ball drops. No, you're shivering in the streets for hours and hours before that happens. In fact, what is the best way to ring in the new year? I know, with a bottle of tequila, playing solitaire, watching one of the football games. I'm kidding. Probably, it could be just chilling at somebody's house. It could be that. The best times that I've had on New Year's Eve have been that, have not been the dress up, go out to some expensive dinner, go to some huge party and be there until 1 a.m. and people are slammed out of their mind. And then you're in the car driving with every other nut on the road who's either a little bit tipsy or completely rip-roaring smashed. And cops are everywhere because they know that. So that's no fun. Closer to home, I think hanging out, that's better. It's a better way to do it. But perhaps some of you have had much better experiences when it comes to New Year's Eve. Like I've done the New York thing, but I've done the New York thing where I've been, you know, we've been in someone's place, and that was a lot more fun than trying to dodge all the nuts in the streets. And this year it'll be that much more interesting, I think, because of the big fat dig out for everybody and just how rough it's been for the last couple of days. And I know all of you listening to us in Missouri or Illinois or Minnesota, wherever, any place in the Midwest, you are chuckling because you cannot believe that the New Yorkers are such whiners over this snowstorm. But what you have to understand and take into consideration is the size of New York. I mean, it's an island with a massive amount of people. And when the planes are down and there's no way to even get on the subway, your normal subway stop, yeah, I think you have a right to gripe. Because how do you maneuver? You know, how are you maneuvering around that? Let's be honest. It's tough. It's probably a good idea to stay home on New Year's Eve. If there was one night when I was going to go out and party, if I was going to risk it, because you think of all the opportunities, July 4th, Labor Day, Memorial Day, Thanksgiving, probably the night before Thanksgiving if you're going back somewhere, particularly if you're like in your 20s and you're flying home somewhere, you know, you're meeting up at bars or whatever. But I bet you, and I don't know this for sure statistically, although I know where all the roadblocks that are set up, you know, and they imagine you're stuck in a long line of cars and people are being pulled over and they're doing breathalyzers on people. Ooh, so you don't want to get caught in that situation. Enough of the lecture, though. Filling in the blanks on some other things include that it's not just New York where they're digging out and all the planes are now back up in the air and running because of the runways, but there's been a terrible cold storm that has just slammed into California. Boy, California is like my mother said when I moved to California, because I used to live in California. She was just silent when I said I was moving to California, like no reaction, because to somebody on the East Coast, it's just a land of fruits and nuts. Why are you going to California? What are you going to California for? And California, they really do, in almost a biblical sense, get slammed with crazy, crazy weather. Not that the rest of us aren't dealing with it, but the fires, the mudslides, the floods, they're just coming off of all of that, 5+ days of that. Now they've got this weird cold storm where people have rain and snow and the mud is still flowing in some places, falling trees, temperatures where we're talking about, you know, they're getting into the 40s, even I heard somewhere outside of LA they were talking about 38 degrees, whatever, and they're talking about wind gusts of 40 miles an hour. And so it's been rough. That's where I think you want to stay inside, too. So when I say if you're to the left or to the right, if you're in the left coast or in the right coast, it probably is a good idea to stay inside this New Year's, because the weather has just been absolutely horrific there, too. And moving from California and from New York and the weather that they're dealing with, there's something that I talked about the other night, and I got a lot of emails, one from Jake listening to us in Austin, one from Big Joe listening to us in Vermont, another one from Scuttleman Bob, who was listening to us in Connecticut. And it's funny, I struck a chord with the whole skiing thing, and have you been on the lift line, and you're not thinking about anything except for going down whatever run it is you're going to go down. Can you imagine, would you really be that alert if a line snapped and suddenly, like that, poof, you got all fours up in the air and you have no idea how you ended up that way? And here's what happened in Maine. It was that bad. Sugarloaf, just terrible, where you had people that were trapped. You had winds that are 30 to 40 miles an hour, and people that had to go to the hospital that, if it had been normal conditions, I think, where they didn't have that snow, that powdery snow that dumped down on Sugarloaf, I think there might have been more injuries, more severe injuries, because it would have been packed, and it wasn't packed. And here's now what they're saying a day later. They're saying that the inspectors think it was really wind that played a big role in this whole thing. But they're trying to get more information about how could this, if they knew there was problems, how did this happen? And they knew they had to work on this because they were talking about having to fix the lift, but there was no timeline. It sounds like Afghanistan. We have no end game. I know there's a little bit of a difference. There was no timeline for when they were going to fix this stupid thing, and they didn't fix it. So at Sugarloaf, it was like Russian roulette. And the people that were there on this spill, it's called the Spillway East Lift, if you just happen to be wanting to go down that run, bad timing for you. And there were people who were actually trying to get off the lift when the cable skipped over the edge of a pulley and five chairs just crashed down, falling like 30 feet to the ground below. As I mentioned, if they didn't have that dusting of snow, they would have really been stuck. And they had to try to get the people off a different way because now you have people that are stuck, and they were unsuccessful in trying to realign it and blah, blah, blah. You know, listen, the bottom line is 54 people had to be evacuated off that lift. Yeah, 54 people. And the chairs were pretty mangled, but the ski patrol was on top of it immediately. So eight people, including a couple of kids, go to the hospital, and they have various types of injuries, but nothing where someone could have snapped their neck or who knows what could have happened, like I mentioned, if they had fallen on the normal hard stuff that might have had. So if people weren't in Sugarloaf and they weren't risking on that lift line, who knew? Perhaps you hauled your family off to Disneyland. Did you hear the story? I checked this morning and shot an email off to somebody I know in Cali that used to work in Disneyland, and it was, the facts were definitely true. Disneyland was closed down pretty much for the last 2 days, not because they closed it down because of weather or whatever. It was closed down because it was sold out. I didn't even know they could do that. Disneyland sold out? That many people decided to take a vacation, or people that lived there, and they had to turn people away like at 10 o'clock in the morning. 10:30, they were done. They were over their limit already, so they couldn't do it. Boy, somebody's got money somewhere, because Disneyland, or what they call the Disney California Adventure, is $76. And, you know, there's a couple of breaks on ages, but pretty much that's what you're paying. You've got to pay $20 or $15 or whatever it is for the parking, and then you get nickels and dimes to death once you're out of the park. Well, at least in California, it's $76. In Orlando, it's, I mean, I know it's just a couple bucks more, but it's $82. It's $82 to go through Orlando. And if you go to Orlando and you don't time it correctly, it's the same thing. They're almost at their capacity, too. So obviously a good time not to go to the Disneys, either in Cali or Florida, is to do it during this Christmas New Year's week, what I call kind of the dead week, because there's a chance you might not be able to get any tickets. Dungeon coming up next.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
I can't help it. I like this little part in this song. Keep the Lady America tonight. Yeah, we're zigging and zagging all over the place. It is kind of a weird deal, this in-between time as we go from Christmas to New Year's, and boom, here we are, 2011, just days away. How many times, and be honest, I know there's people listening to us chat-wise and people emailing us, and of course you can always give us a call in the digits 800-259-5791. I think you're going to make this blunder where you sign the checks, you put down the wrong date. Oh, half the time I never know what day it is anyway. But the year, you know, you do that thing with the year. And I'd probably say a couple of weeks if you're doing checks still, because most of us are using online, but there's probably still a few things you pay by check. How many times, or just when you have to date something, are you going to write down 2010 versus 2011? We're going to have resolutions and that kind of stuff coming up on our next show here on America Tonight. I said we were going to go to the dungeon, and we are, in fact, going to do that. But let me tell you who we're going to put in the dungeon. Sometimes I let you vote on that. And, in fact, moving into 2011, I'm going to have you vote through chat or via the Internet as to who deserves to be thrown in the dungeon. This is how it works. We put somebody in the dungeon, and I will send them a key. And I really do this. I send them a key. Who knows if it reaches them, some of the people we've put in our little jail cell. They get the key, and they can accept coming on the air or not and joining us on America Tonight. So this next person who we're going to open our dungeon for is Brett Favre. I mean, I know this is kind of a layup. I liked watching Brett Favre in his career. I talked to him a handful of times when I went to Green Bay once with the Cowboys, another time when he was in Dallas. And one time he just joined me on my show. I'm sure he's been on tons of sports talk shows. And he was nice, and it was a good conversation. And we talked one time X's and O's, another time we talked about fishing and Mississippi, and mixed in conversation about football. Well, the NFL doesn't care about the interviews he's done or the hands he's shaking or the good old boy nature of Brett Favre. It's not a shocker. They fined Favre $50,000, but they have not determined that he violated the league's personal conduct policy. Is that not bizarre? So the fine is for refusing to cooperate with the investigation into whether he sexually, and that's what they're calling it, harassed Jen Sturger when they both worked for the New York Giants. So she's the sideline chick who's hangs around the front office, and he gets an eye on her, and you know the story, right? He starts to text her as at least supposedly that's what happened. And you know how salacious some of the texts were. It was all over the internet. I mean, Deadspin is like the TMZ of sports. So that's all. It was all over the place. And what the NFL is saying is that the failure to cooperate is strictly why he's having to pay that money. But they haven't said whether or not he violated the personal conduct policy. I think they're trying to play chicken a little bit with this one because of the Favre legacy, how long he's been around, the records he set, all that kind of stuff. And now he's going to go out. Is there any chance? Do you think there's any chance that Brett Favre comes back to the NFL? Oh, if I'm the Vikings, forget it. No way. I like that kid the other day, Joe Webb. I put him in over Favre. There's no way. This is it. This has to be it for him. So this is a bizarre way to end his career. It's a bizarre chapter in his life. And it's too bad after last year where the Vikings, let's face it, almost went to the Super Bowl. Almost went to the Super Bowl, an interception away. I think he shouldn't have come back because it's been wheels off pretty much the entire season. So without further ado, we're going to let Mr. Favre sit in our dungeon. Donovan, do the honors.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
It's just, to me, more than anything, the reason that I put him in the dungeon is just if we could just lock him up, maybe he won't start all the ridiculous conversation about whether or not he's going to come back. I think with the injuries and with this season, this is it. It just makes no sense. And if he does, there's the thing. If he does, what do you think happens? Does everybody scramble to try to get Brett Favre on their team? You know, he's still... There are quarterbacks that have played longer than Favre. There have been quarterbacks that have stayed in the game longer. But with the hits that he's taken and the injuries and all this other stuff, to me, it doesn't make any sense. And he's always plays that game where he won't just flat out say. I mean, he's hinted, this has got to be it. So I wish that he had just, once they didn't make the playoffs, once the interception was thrown, just that's it, call it a day. Then all this other nonsense probably wouldn't have happened. He just heaped it on himself. And who knows what the league is going to say, because there's just one. I think it depends on whether he retires or not. If he retires, I don't know that they'll come out and say he violated the policy. They could, but then he's done. He's done with the game anyway. Who cares? And then that's it. And then they'll move on from there. But maybe she would have a lawsuit after that. Maybe she would, if some lawyer would pursue her and pursue that course of action. Maybe. And it depends on proving those emails, I think, or those texts, really. And really pinning them on him. And then the photographs, too, would be the other thing. But the timing of all of it is very interesting, isn't it? To say the least. So that's our dungeon moment. Every once in a while, we have to haul that dungeon out. We'll see. I will send him a key. And if he decides, in fact, I think I have the key with me. I've got a, I know this is radio, and perhaps some of you are with your special allowances are able to see it, but we do have a key that we will send, and it's got his name on it. We will send to Brett and see if he decides to join us on the show. I think he'll eventually, pop up on someone's show, but he might just lay in the weeds, I'm going to say, a little bit more. And we did get a couple of emails on the Brett Favre situation. There's one from Ann who says, Kate, it's so ridiculous, the whole Brett Favre thing. Why, oh, why did he not quit a couple of years ago? That in itself is really the problem. If he had stayed away from the great game, and he was great to watch in his day, if he had just retired when he should have, some of what has happened to Brett Favre wouldn't have happened. The stuff with the Jets, the stuff with this woman, and some of the other things that he's faced along the way, the conversations about why does he go back and forth with retiring, the stuff that happened with Green Bay. Yeah, but the problem is he's no different than some of these other athletes. They don't know when to say when, especially if they're superstars, and this is their glory days. I mean, this is it. It's the end of their glory days. And their entire life, his entire life, has been about football. And do you really see Brett Favre doing a Troy Aikman? Do you really see him doing a Moose Johnson? I don't know. I don't know that I see him at all in that role. Or sitting on some set somewhere, maybe as a guest, but I don't see him as a commentator. By the way, Brett Favre also failed a baseline neurological exam late on Wednesday afternoon. That's what they're saying out of Minneapolis. They do that for all NFL players who get concussions. So that was part of his problems. He sat out with the Vikings win over the Eagles on Tuesday night because he had a concussion, remember, from the loss they had to the Chicago Bears. And that's what I'm talking about, all these concussions, all these injuries. He'd be smart to just step away from the game. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me at americatonight.net.